Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. How we are able to understand our daily routine as far as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we are able to not only attain sustenance and rizq, but also benefit on a spiritual, social, and moral level. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran mentions that He has divided the year into the Hijri year into 12 months, the same way as He has appointed certain times as holy, like Layal al-Qadr, for example, the same process of Almighty God allocating certain individuals and certain pieces of land on this earth as holy. We also understand that as far as our daily routine is concerned, it's important for us to find ways of improving the quality of that particular day. And there are many of these kind of ahadith that speak about, you know, how to stay away from nahs or sa'atu nahs and these kind of issues. Important thing is here, there is a necessity, an akhlaqi necessity in our adab in Islam for you to continue to pay sadaqah and do dua before you pay sadaqah, do dua after you pay sadaqah. Whatever you do, even when it comes to your whole, this whole process of working and wanting to do something for that day, you know, have some kind of policy. Let's say I work 20 days in a month. 3 of these days, the income for 3 of these days, I'm going to give as charity. I'm going to give to the masjid. I'm going to give for Imam Hussein. I'm going to have a majalis of Imam Hussein. Whatever, like any kind of idea. I want to contribute to a sadaqah jariyah. You know, that means that you are working at really as a mujahid. As we said, al-mujahid, al-kad ala iyalihi, kal-mujahid fi sabilillah. But if you are wasting all of your energy only for dunyawi gains, for you to buy another house and a better car and another trip and another this and another that, then what kind of jihad are you doing? Okay, we understand that there are good days, as we mentioned, you know, of course, without doubt, the blessed wiladat of our ma'sumeen, salamullahi alayhim, are going to be the best days, especially when it comes to something like a marriage, especially when it comes to something like a wedding celebration. These are beautiful days that you should use and seize that opportunity in doing something about it. If you don't have a certain kind of marriage or whatnot, then celebrate it. If you can't celebrate it in the masjid or in the Husseiniyah, celebrate it at home. Have some kind of, you know, regular program that you have, you know, that you, okay, well, you read Hadith al-Kisa, you read the ziyarah of that ma'soom for that day, you turn on some candles, you give out some halawiyat, some sweets and food for your family members and your neighbors, you know, just so you, that whole environment, the atmosphere at home, it becomes a blessed atmosphere, an atmosphere where dhikru Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam is prioritized.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح جنان است چه فلان دماغ و سواب داره فلان روزون است
One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Here Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli mentions that the significance of doing certain things on certain days in the week. It starts with Saturday, then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. For example, Wednesday is kind of like a day where you really need to be careful in the sense that traveling, for example, is not that recommended. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says the last Wednesday of every Hijri month is a non-Mubarak day. As far as the validity of the ahadith and that are concerned, this is something that we need to look into, but seeing that Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions it, we are also mentioning it. Avoiding that kind of issue, for example, there are riwayat that say that a person should stay away from hijama, from cupping, on a Wednesday. There are other ahadith that say that, for example, I saw Imam Sadiq Salamullahi Alayhi doing hijama towards the end of Wednesday day. But again, the whole issue is that you are able to neutralize this through the paying of sadaqah. Then Thursday, then Friday, and we all know that the most important of days is Friday, as far as our religion is concerned, especially when it comes to personal hygiene, personal cleanliness, shaving, removal of hair, cutting your nails, which is why it is makruh to work and travel before Salatul Jumu'ah, that as the hadith says from Imam Sadiq Salamullah Alayhi, that you should make sure that Friday is your religious day, Friday is your study, your religious study day, Friday is your spiritual day. That's why there's so many ad'iyya and good things and mustahab things and prayers that a person can do on a Friday, especially Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar, which is something that I highly recommended my brothers and sisters to do. Uffin li rajul, Imam Sadiq says, woe upon a man, a Muslim man, lil rajul il Muslim, a Muslim man, and la yufarrigh nafsahu, that who does not vacate himself, fil isbu' yawm al jum'ah li amri dinihi fayas'al an. Woe be upon a Muslim man who does not vacate himself or empty his schedule for during the week on a Friday for matters of religion, where he is able to pursue his matters of religion. Last point in this episode is there's this Persian expression which basically means respecting and honoring time and having good time management. Vaqt shanas. Be a good time manager. Be someone who is able to schedule your day, plan your day, manage your day and your week and your month and your year effectively with balance as well. I think that's a very, very important point, that throughout each of the hours of the day, there's something productive that you are doing with balance. Little bit of spirituality, little bit of socializing, a little bit of work, a little bit of family time, a little bit of personal entertainment, balancing your time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.